Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Cita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 16th edition of Alicia Nella Città at the Rome Film Festival. I'm in company of Ty Sheridan, who's here as the main talent at Alicia Nella Città and to present his latest film, Friday's Child. So Ty, would you tell me something more about Friday's Child? I know that you already knew AJ Edwards, the director, before starting this project.
Yeah, sure. So AJ Edwards wrote and directed the movie that we're here with, Friday's Child, and it's about a young man who's in the state of Texas and who's aging out of a foster care system. And I met AJ about 10 years ago, and I've known him for, over a decade now. And he was one of the first people I ever met in the film industry. And, this film is very important to us because we're both born and raised in Texas and are Texas natives and live there now. So it was really important because it explores issues that directly affect our state and the youth in our state. And the movie is about the lack of support and guidance that some of these systems, lack and don't accomplish to provide.
It might be cheesy or late, but how important is to find somebody who loves you to really, find your path in life, your place in the world?
To find somebody that loves you? Oh, extremely. I mean, I think everybody needs love, and we all need support, and we all need people that can guide us along our way because, I don't think there's anyone who knows what the right thing to do is all the time, and we're all going to make mistakes, so hopefully you learn from them, but hopefully you have someone there to help you out if you can't do it yourself. So I've always been super grateful of my family and the support I've had and the love that they've given me, not only in my career but just in my personal life, and without them I definitely wouldn't be the same person. So I can understand how important it is, and if you lack that, then how difficult and how challenging that must be.
Before we were, you've been asked about how you find the balance between, the blockbusters and, the indie movies, let's call them like that. And I was thinking about a question that you've been asked while promoting Friday's Child about detouring from your usual characters. And I wanted to know, don't you think that even the blockbusters like Cinecomics or even Ready Player One are just a metaphor to talk about the same issues that are important in just a device, the genre?
Absolutely, absolutely. No, I totally agree. And I think for me, Ready Player One was largely about, if you want to tie it to something that's relevant that we're going through, as a society now, it would be smartphones and technology and the negative effects that it could have on our lives, with social media and how we choose to limit ourselves with social media or our smartphones or content or whatever it is that you're consuming or consumed by. I think people often ask me how those films are different to films like Friday's Child, and I always answer the same way by saying that at the end of the day, it's the only difference is in the amount of resources that you've been given to work with, and that it's still very much a similar experience because you're trying to tell something that's important to you, and you're trying to portray it in the best light to share with audiences so that they will have some greater takeaway at the end of after watching the film. So whether it's a movie like Friday's Child or a movie like Ready Player One, I think, they may be largely contrasting in budget and scope, but they both carry important themes that we should all be thinking about, I believe.
Since you worked on so many great films and important films, is there a film role that helped you the most through a stage in your life, facing your life that you remember, okay, by playing this character really helped me to go through this moment in my life.
Totally. I mean, almost every film, and I always think it's important to be conscious of, you know, what you're struggling with personally at that point in life and how, you know, your work directly affects that. And sometimes I choose work, you know, that is, you know, exploring that while I'm still exploring it myself in my personal life, you know. So whether it's a relation to what I'm going through in my personal life or it's relative to what's happening in our society, I always try to have that link and that connection in the work, and that's very important to me. And yeah, I always learn something from the films that I make. They teach me, you know, so much, you know, probably much more than even the people who watch it, who learn a lot from it.
You were, like, both in EY and Variety, nominated you as the, between, among the 10 actors to watch. Do this kind of articles, you know, lists, give you more responsibility inside or something, so, sort of, that you had to prove something, you know, about your career, or something that you're only happy about?
No, not something that I feel that I need to prove. I think that, you know, you hold yourself accountable and you hold yourself responsible for things that are important to you. And I always put obstacles and challenges in my way for to overcome and to grow with. I think that's always really important when you take on a new project, is to make sure it's challenging in a way that's stretching you and demanding, you know, new skills. And just like anything, just like with your education or just like with, you know, if you work in business, I think it's the same, as much different experiences you can possibly gain, the better. And I think that with my work, it would be unfortunate if I wasn't treating it that way. So I don't find, you know, I think those responsibilities are, I inherit more from myself than the media or public, or, you know, I listen to society and what we're going through, and I pay attention to what's happening in the world. Mm-hmm. But only to better myself or help myself better understand what films would be most impactful, or what stories could be most impactful.
Who's the director that you learned from the most?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think I would say I learned something from every director and every filmmaker that I've worked with. But I would say I probably learned the most because I knew the least from when I was working with Terrence Malick and Jeff Nichols and David Gordon Green. And those were the first three filmmakers that I worked with. And I didn't know anything about film, really, or storytelling. And they were always very patient with me, and I had a lot of questions. And they were always, you know, they were happy to explain to me, you know, what they thought. So those three guys made a huge impact on my career, and that's what made me want to continue on working in film. And if it weren't for those three people at that time in my life, I don't think I would be here now. And I looked up to them because they were all Texas-based filmmakers and were people like me who had always thought about telling stories, and, you know, that they had gathered either during their childhood or, you know, growing up in the South and in the United States. So they were very, those three guys were very helpful to me in my career and taught me.
So you just have so to much. Work with Richard Linklater now.
What's that?
With Richard Linklater.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That only takes a accent at you.
And Robert Rodriguez.
And Robert Rodriguez. Okay, I forgot what I was asking. Yeah. Well, one final silly Italian question. Mm-hmm. You named Aronofsky and, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson. Is there an Italian director that you have, I don't know, that you have heard of and you think they can be...
That's working now? How about Luca Guadagnino?
Bravo.
He's great, huh?
Did you watch Call Me By Your Name?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Very beautiful film.
if you had to choose between Paul Thomas Anderson Aronofsky and Denis Villeneuve right now?
Oh my God. I don't know. Geez, I don't think I could. If they all that would never happen, but if all three of them would come to me at the same time, but I mean, I would just be grateful to work with any of them.
Thank you, Ty Sheridan, for being here with us and talking about Friday's Child screening at the 16th edition of All'Incere la Città in the Panorama section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.